Hi, this is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com, and today we're going to talk a little bit about setting goals. I've been using goal lists for about a decade now, and they've made a real difference. And over time, I've tweaked the way I've approached them because I've learned different things about setting the goals that have made a real difference for me, especially when I start marrying it with tapping. And so what I want to do is, there's a worksheet that goes along with this, but I just want you to listen to the audio through once before you pull the worksheet out, because I don't want you to be distracted where you're starting to come up with answers and filling it out. The way the worksheet is set up is each sheet is for one goal once you've filled it out a number of times and you can transfer them onto a goal list. So parts of the goal. I have six parts to my goals, each one of my goals. The first one is, what do you want? And that's pretty simple on some level. You know, that's what a goal is about. It's what I want. But it's really important that we have a very specific, clear articulation of it, what it is we exactly want. You know, do I want a new job? Well, a new job could be, you know, changing locations, but I'm getting the exact same pay, I'm having the exact same hours, I'm being just as unfulfilled, whatever it is. So it's important that when we're crafting a sense of what our goal is that we're stating as clearly what we want. The second thing we want to do is we want to give it a date when we want to have it achieved by. And this is a guess, but it helps us moving forward, because when we have a deadline of some sort, it helps us to get a sense of momentum to work towards. And when we move to a planning phase, because this isn't a planning phase, this is just stating what we want, it gives us a chance to start to incrementally lay out what we want to do. I was working with a client this week, and we were talking about some health and fitness goals, and she was having a really hard time keeping focused on her goals because her goal felt so far away that she hadn't been exercising regularly. And so when we had set the six-month goal, what we were then able to do in a planning phase was to break it down into one-month markers and benchmarks of where she needed to get to. And so by creating this end date, what it also allows us to do is to create checkpoints along the way to make sure that we're moving forward. The third part that I have is, I have it measurable. By having it measurable, what I'm able to do is I'm able to see if I'm moving forward. Now, some goals are really specific and measurable because we can see exactly what they are. You know, I'm trying to lose weight. You know, I want to get down to 175 pounds. Well, that's a really measurable thing. I can get onto a scale. I want to be able to ride my bike for an hour nonstop and ride at a pace of at least 4.5 miles an hour for that entire hour. That's something that's a very measurable, tangible thing. Some of our goals are going to be hard to measure, so it's important that we come up to benchmarks to show what they are. You know, if I want a new job that's bringing me life, the benchmark for that is I come home with energy and I'm easily engaging my family because I'm not in a bad mood. That's a really specific benchmark. I can tell if I'm transforming what I want to do. So we're naming what we want. We're naming when we want it by. We're naming how we can measure it. And the fourth part of the goal is the most important part for me. And that's, why do we want this goal? And I think this is the part that's missed in most goal writing exercises, because people talk about what they want, but because it's this thing that's off somewhere else, sometimes we lose touch with it. You know, it could be, I want to weigh 175 pounds, and that's just this number. You know, I get in a scale and my number's closer or farther from it. Or I want to be making $100,000 a year. Whatever the goal is, that could be clearly articulated by a certain time. We know what it is, but we need to know why we want it, because that's where the motivation is going to come. You know, I want to weigh 175 pounds so that I'm not putting stress on my heart. I'm able to move easily. I'm flexible. I have energy when I get up in the morning, and it helps me stay healthier because my body's in better shape. So I have this really clear definition of why exactly I want that. You know, I would like to have a new job so that I can afford to send my kids to college and pay my bills without being stressed and have the flexibility to be able to do what I want with my family and to do work that I love and to feel like I'm contributing and. I'm stating exactly why. Because on those days when it's hard for us to feel motivated to move forward because I feel like I'm 35 pounds from 175 and it just feels too far to go, when I tune into why I want it, it makes it a little bit easier. The place I learned this lesson most specifically was I was working with someone who was trying to lose weight, and he was doing the yo-yo thing with his diet. And his doctor just turned to him and said, "Do you want to see your daughter get married, who is 5? And he said, "Yes." He said, "Well, this has to stop because your heart can't take this anymore." So what he did is he took his daughter, put her in an adult wedding gown. She was swimming in satin and lace, took lots of pictures of her, put a picture on the fridge at home, put a picture on the fridge at work, put a picture up next to his computer at his office. And so he saw why he wanted to be healthy. So it wasn't, "Oh, I need to make a good healthy choice today because I want to get down to my ideal weight." It was, "I want to make a good healthy eating choice so that I can be here for the long term." And I think it's important that we continually state the why. The last two parts of my goal is, you know, these are just statements I add to the end of goals when I'm reading them. Not necessarily written down, but when I come back to them. I always write, "Help me to be open to this in an unexpected way." Because it's really easy when I state a goal to create a plan, and oftentimes I can find my way to that goal in a way that's easier or different or looks in a way that I wasn't expecting. And so I'm consciously reminding myself to be open to serendipity and new opportunities because I know why I want it and what I want. I can see new ways to it. And the last thing I always add is this or something better, you know, because I don't want to limit myself. I want to be open to even bigger, because if I'm just shooting for one thing, I might miss a better opportunity because my eyes aren't open. So 6 parts, and you'll see them there on the worksheet. So you can go to the worksheet if you want and start filling these out. What do you want? Clearly articulate it. By when do you want it? So we have a deadline. How will we know we are reaching our goal? By making it measurable. Most important, 4, naming exactly why we want what we want. 5, help me to be open to this in unexpected ways. 6, this or something better. Now, the way I use my goal list is once a week I read it. And while I'm reading it, I tap through it. I just literally read it out loud, tap along, read it out loud, tap along. And what this does is it just pays attention to anything that comes up inside of me. Now, as you are filling out this goal sheet and you're making your goal list, or you're going back to it and you start to feel your palms sweat or your stomach tighten or it's hard to breathe or all of these little voices in your head showing up saying why you can't do it, tap, tap, tap. Start writing that critical voice down. You now have why you want it. You know what you want. And all the reasons why there's a part of you that doesn't think you can get it. You start tapping on those things. You get yourself clear. All of a sudden, when the opportunities show up in the day, you're going to start rocketing yourself forward. So it's a really straightforward process. Go back, re-listen to this 2 or 3 times. Really hear each of the pieces, especially as you fill the sheet out. You know, listen to it as you fill out the sheet. Listen to it as you fill out the sheet. Try a few more. Come back and listen to it. And tap, tap, tap. If you have any questions about this process, please shoot me a note right away. Drop me a note at gene@tappingqna.com, or if you just go to tappingqna.com, click on the contact link, ask your question, we'll make sure we get the answers so that as you move forward, you're going to be able to do it in an effortless way so these goals start making their way into your daily life.